Lamar?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. You were talking and then you were gone.
No worries. What I was saying is this. I'm definitely not going to push. I can see what I can do on the equipment financing for you. But with the utmost respect, a lot of people in our industry don't really have access to the programs that we offer internally. Was it the daily or weekly draft that was someone offered you, or was it pricing that someone offered you that wasn't a good fit?
Both.
Okay, can you tell me kind of what experiences or conversations you had, how far down the path you went?
The more we looked at the whole daily repayment, I'm personally not interested in that type of a program at all.
Okay. Can I ask why not?
Yeah, I just don't like it. It's not something that I want to work with. I'll do a monthly payment and if that's not attractive to the lender, that's okay. I'll just go do something else.
Absolutely. And has anyone explained why people do daily or weekly drafts to you or no?
No.
Oh, okay. So it's good to educate people and not just brush it under the rug. So when you talk about unsecured cash, there's obviously a risk to it. And when you talk about a 6-month loan, if you're doing a 6-month loan, if you're a month behind, it's kind of game over. So if you have a daily draft or a weekly draft, it allows the lender to actually identify what's going on and say if there's a few missed payments, someone's going to reach out to you and say, hey, look, what's going on here? Now, we do have customers that actually say, hey, you know what? I want to pay the full month up front. So let's just, for example purposes, let's say their daily draft is $100 a day and it's 21 days per month. We have programs where they'll call us and say, hey, look, you know what? I just want to stroke you guys a check for $2,100 up front. And great, we're getting our money up front as opposed to spread out throughout the month. But the reason why micropayments are done is because the program is cash flow based. It's the same reason why if you have a lot of deposits a month, correct?
All of our deposits hit the bank between the, like, around the 18th and the 30th. It's the second half of the month.
Well, like, I'm looking at your September account. I'm seeing $17,000 deposit on the first, $44 on the first, $21, $19, $100. It's spread throughout the month. You don't have one deposit.
Right, that's correct.
So on this program, and you could walk into us with an 800 credit score and doing the same amount of business per month, and if you had one deposit a month that was $1.4 million, you'd be declined. And the reason you'd be declined is because you have one deposit, and so the cash flow isn't there. It's not a lot of money in, a lot of money out. It's once a month. If you want, I can shoot for weekly payments for you and see if that's there. But I guess the other question I'd ask you is, and it's kind of a loaded question, many of the terms that customers are presented in this industry are extremely aggressive pricing. What kind of pricing did people tell you these loans cost?
Oh, I haven't got a price on anything like this in a while, so I don't know.
Okay. So, unfortunately, I think a lot of people, when they see your credit score, and it is what it is, they're just going to quote you some really nasty terms, or they're going to quote you fake terms. Let me just give you an idea of what this loan would cost you, just so you have a reference point, okay? And I'm going to get to work on the equipment and try to furnish you an answer today, but you're not the first customer who said, hey, I have no interest, but actually when I explain the program, they say, hey, look, that might actually help my business. There might be some real value there. And obviously, the longer we do a lot of refinancing, so the longer you have a relationship, the longer we'll go, the more the rates will drop. It's really a kind of a Kickstarter program. So if you borrow $200,000, I'm going to give you a kind of a low end, high end for both 6 months and a year here. Okay.
Okay.
I think low end on $200,000. The payback, the cost on $200,000, low end on a 6 month term, is going to be about $230,000. So if you borrow $200,000, you pay $30,000 back, low end. High end would be $265,000. If you did a year, 6 months is generally something you don't want to shoot for because the payments are higher. A year is better.
Right.
If you looked at a year, the low end on $200,000 would be about, give or take,
You're somewhere in the 15% range.
On 6 months, yeah, for unsecured cash, correct.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to be interested in any of that.
Okay, well, let me just give you the numbers.
I think what's happening is we're getting way. I mean, I'm sure this is probably the industry average, not normal, but it's so far away from what banks do that I'm better off just going back to my bank.
Oh, absolutely! If your bank will lend you money on an unsecured basis, you should take it.
Yeah, I can borrow money at the bank. I was trying to avoid that, but okay.
I mean, is your bank willing to lend? I mean, and I'm not trying to be rude. Is your bank willing to lend you money on an unsecured basis?
Here's the thing. I own the bank, literally own the bank. So
I don't understand.
I own the bank. I literally own a bank, a $275 million lending institution, a national bank that's regulated by the Federal Reserve and the OCC. As the owner of the bank, I have to do a lot of things to borrow money from my own bank. So,
are you the owner of Texas National Bank?
I am 25% owner.
Oh, that's interesting. How did you get involved in that?
How did you determine that? Did you see that somewhere?
I'm just looking at your bank statement.
Oh, okay. Because ownership.
I'm putting two and three together equals five.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I bought 25% of that bank 10 years ago when it was a $60 million bank, and we've turned it into almost a $300 million bank, and we're growing it at about 20% a year. It's a hell of an investment.
So you're able to override, I say this with, just a grain of salt. If a customer came into you with your credit profile and the business credit, you would typically, I'd say no, but because you have ownership, you can basically override that, correct?
It doesn't really work like that. I mean, it still has to be, it has to make financial sense to the bank, and it has to be a supportable loan. It's not going to be, I can assure you, it will not be an unsecured loan. It's going to be collateralized. But that doesn't bother, I don't mind collateralizing.
Our loan is just basically pretty much based on revenue. It's not based.
Yeah.
But
I can do anywhere from a 4 to 7% loan at the bank
with collateral, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not a road we go down. It's just it's a different type of product. Our product is good when the customer can't get a loan from their traditional bank, or is maxed out, right, or doesn't have the necessary collateral. It's a completely different underwriting method. Of course, 4 to 7% on a secured basis is this. So I'm not here to fight it. I know, that's not really the point here. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to see what we can provide, what Megan Carter can provide on an equipment financing perspective. But I guess the other question I'm asking you is this, and let me just bring up your file here. And then, my goal, I'm sure I've been very straightforward, is to help you if I possibly can.
Oh, no, you have. You've been great.
I know Jaw reached out to you initially. Did you guys have a discussion of rates and terms? Maybe there might be some expectations.
No, there was none of that.
Okay, so let me kind of give you an idea of the equipment financing of what I think this would come back of. Because the last thing I want to do is really fight hard for an approval, and then you say, hey, Ruben, thanks, but no thanks. It doesn't do anything for me. So if we get this approved on the equipment financing side of things, it's not going to really be a prime loan by any stretch. If we go into what's called a second chance program due to the credit. So let me give you an idea of, and this equipment is 95 grand, correct?
Yeah, I think 95 would do it.
Okay, and I guess the last question I ask you is this. The bank that you work with, that you're a partial owner on, do you usually use them for... do they do equipment financing? Is this something you've applied there for as well?
They do equipment financing. Again, I'm trying to avoid all the regulatory issues of borrowing.
Okay.
As an owner and director of the bank.
Okay. So let me do,
as a matter of fact, when you called me yesterday and I said I'm stepping into a meeting, we were actually in a board meeting for the bank. That's what I was doing. So Yeah, we do equipment loans, to answer your question.
You do business loans, correct?
Yep.
You know, I love learning and talking to people. I'm not, above any rules. I've been doing this for 9.5 years, but I love learning a lot. There might be a hidden value in this conversation. I'm sure that your underwriting guidelines are pretty conservative at your bank, correct, for business loans?
Very, very conservative.
We work with a lot of referral partners, so even if we can't get this deal done at the terms you want, we might be a great resource for your sales teams if their customers can't get approved, and that might be a bigger point of value for you than this one transaction as an FYI. That's just where my brain would go.
Sure.
Like I said, we're talking about a 502 credit score, and I'm sure, what are your guys' internal requirements traditionally? You yourself?
You know, it, If you're looking at only, it depends on the product, but we're gonna be a minimum 620 traditionally.
Let's say for equipment financing, let's say for newer used equipment financing, is 620 the minimum?
Yeah, that's about the minimum.
And for most of your deals that are like 50, 100 grand, do you guys require tax returns and financial disclosure and profitability, or is it just an application? Just a signature, essentially.
Do we require what?
When a customer applies for a business loan with your bank, is it a signature only, or do they require a full financial package? You know, and
have a full no, it requires a full financial package.
Oh, okay, yeah. So the product, like you notice, I haven't really asked for, you know, tax returns or anything of that nature. Our product actually doesn't require profitability. We don't look at tax returns traditionally, so it's a much different product. But let me give you an idea of where I think you would be on this second chance program, and I'm going to give you a range and kind of give you an idea here. So bear with me. And are you trying to do, I can work backwards, but if you did this over a five-year term and you said put two payments due at signing, a first and last, your payment probably would be on the second chance program, and I'm going to give you a very high end and a low end. I think on the low end, you're looking at, and we're going to send this to one of our partners, and also we're going to try to look at this internally and see kind of what the best match here is. But on the low end, you're looking at payments of around $2,200 a month. So, and on the high end, you're looking at payments of about $3,000 a month.
Okay. Yeah, I'm paying more for that crane now. So.
Okay. So let me jostle these numbers together, but, you know, it's actually been quite fascinating talking to you, actually, and maybe there's some real hidden value without being, like, salesy. There might be some real value where your guys, if they can't get their loans done, they call us and we help them out. We do pay referral fees as well.
Okay. Yeah, we'd look at that.
Yeah. Right. You're an interesting guy, Lamar.
Here's the thing, Ruben. This equipment deal.
Yeah.
The seller has kind of, I mean, they've been waiting on me for a while now. And they, you know, I don't know what's going on in their company, but they need me to take them out. So I really need to get it done or move on or whatever, because they're starting to blow me up with phone calls and emails saying, hey, when are we going to do this? When are you going to pay this thing off and take it? Or do you want to put it on another lease agreement?
Okay, so what I can do is this. I can escalate. I can get you a yes or no today, and hopefully you just appreciate my honesty. I'm not authorized to say your file's approved, but I can get you a yes or no today. Would that work?
Yeah, if you give me a yes or no so I can tell them, because I've been telling them since I started talking to you that we were working on it, and it didn't sound like it would take very long.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I think we've just hashed out the working capital doesn't have any interest to you. If you get a loan, go ahead.
Not under those conditions.
Just to confirm, what are you paying on a month for this equipment right now?
Oh, man, I'd have to go back and look. I got a couple of pieces of equipment lumped together, so I don't know.
Okay. I'll see what we can do for you. Obviously, the working capital just does not make any type of financial sense for you. If it does, let me know, but I'll see what we can do.
Yeah, now let's figure out if we can do this equipment, and so I can at least tell them what we're doing. And
yeah, I'll guarantee I'll get you an answer today.
Okay, perfect.
Thanks a ton.
Hey, thank you.
You got it. Bye-bye.